Okay, so we're talking about the rise in teacher vacancies in Aberdeen's primary schools, and this has risen by 10 positions since the Teacher Summit. Obviously, that must be quite, first of all, disappointing to hear.
Well, any you know increase in vacancies in our teacher numbers, of course, is concerning, but it is basically due to a natural turnover of staff, people going on maternity leave, people leaving through retirement issues. You know, there's no identifiable reason, one single reason, why people are actually leaving at this moment in time.
So you aren't worried at all by the figures?
Well, absolutely I'm worried by the figures. You know, what we want to do is, at the Teacher Summit, you rightly mentioned, that we had on the 30th of September, we've highlighted with the Scottish Government the actions that we require. And we have written to the Scottish Government on the 26th of October, which I don't believe we've had a response to yet, asking for some of the things that we were looking for at the Teacher Summit, and to date we haven't had a response.
So do you still think the Teacher Summit was worth its while?
Absolutely, Teacher Summit. It raised public awareness of what we have done in the past to try and recruit and retain teachers in the city, and also made it the public awareness that it's not an isolated issue in Aberdeen. It's a whole north of Scotland issue.
So what do you think needs done then now moving forward? Because obviously what's happening just now isn't working.
Well, what we need is a commitment from the Scottish Government to address the areas of Scotland, in our area of Scotland, in partnership with the councils involved in the partnership. You know, we have to work together for the long-term benefits of our children.
And obviously, you say it's not just an Aberdeen problem, it's a North of Scotland problem. What do you think it is? I know we talked a little bit about this before, that causes this.
I think there's a lot of issues in Aberdeen City. I'll speak about Aberdeen City because that's the area I represent. It's the cost of living at the moment. You know, hopefully, with the economic situation we're in at the moment, that may well change in the future. But it's the high cost of living that deters people to come and work in Aberdeen.
And are the schools in Aberdeen still managing to cope with obviously losing 10 more positions? That's quite worrying.
Well, you know, absolutely, our teachers do a fantastic job in the city. That's one thing I will always praise, as our teachers go on above and beyond the call of their duty and the remit that they do to ensure that our children receive a great education in the city.
But for now, you think kind of all is being done that can be done to help us out?
All is being done. As I said, again, you know, we're waiting for the commitment from the Scottish Government to work with us on this by establishing an Alliance Action Plan to address the issues outlined in the summit that we held in the 30th of September.